Well, hello there. I'm Lance, and welcome to Dozing Off. Dozing Off is a podcast where I'll read you to sleep. I'll narrate short stories and classic literature in this deep and relaxing tone to allow you to put your overactive mind at ease and doze off. Tonight, as you get ready for bed, I'm going to ask you to fully immerse yourself in tonight's story. I'm going to invite you to imagine yourself stepping into another time, another place. The story you'll hear tonight is told through my eyes, as if you're the one wandering along quiet rivers, listening to whispers in the wind, and walking beneath ancient trees. As the words unfold, let yourself become part of the journey. Feel the stillness, the wonder, and the gentle calm waiting just overhead. This is not just a story to hear. It's an experience to enter, guiding you slowly and peacefully into rest. Join me tonight with the Tree of Golden Light. Part 1. The Boy and His World. You are a child in a small town. The kind of place where the seasons move slowly, and every shift of light feels like a small story whispered by the world. The houses here lean against one another, weathered by time and softened by years of sun and rain. The streets are narrow, lined with crooked fences, and the air often smells of wood smoke and wild grass. It's not a bad place to grow up, but to you, it has always felt like a place where you do not quite belong. You live with your mother in a small house at the edge of town. She's a gentle woman, but her heart carries a weight that you can feel even in the quietest moments. There was once someone else in this house, your father. His absence is a hollow space you cannot fully describe, but you sense it in the way your mother sometimes stares out the window without speaking, her hands still on whatever task she was doing. She loves you deeply, but she grieves, and you are too young to understand all the reasons why. You know what the other children say about you. They call you tough, sometimes even cruel. You're the boy with sharp words and an untouchable face, the one who never shows weakness. They don't see the truth. That behind your strong posture, your chest is always tight with the ache of wanting to be seen, to be known. You try to prove yourself in everything, in games, in words, even in silence. But no matter how many victories you claim, the hunger never goes away. When it becomes too much, you go to your spot. Just beyond the edge of town, a wide meadow stretches, the grasses tall and restless with the wind. At the far end of the field stands a tree, tall and ancient. Its trunk is thick, rough beneath your hands, and its branches stretch wide like open arms. This is where you climb where you sit, where you let your guard fall away. This tree is not like the others. At a certain hour, when the sun begins its slow descent, a golden light gathers in its branches. The leaves catch the glow and scatter it in trembling patterns that dance across your skin. You love that light. You love how it feels, as if the world, just for a little while, has opened a secret doorway only for you. You climb the tree often, your hands and feet knowing every groove and branch. You climb when the day has been hard, when your mother's sadness feels too heavy to bear, when the words of others sting too sharply. At the top, you can see far across the fields, and for a moment, you believe you are part of something bigger than yourself. It is here, in the golden branches, that you let yourself remember your father. You picture him as you want him to be, tall, strong, laughing, his hand on your shoulder. You imagine what he would tell you if he were here, how he might see you, how he might say that you're enough. These thoughts come slowly, wrapped in silence, but you let them stay, because in your tree, nothing can take them from you. Your tree is not just wood and leaf. It's a companion, a witness. It listens when you cannot speak, and it shines when you cannot see your own light. Evenings here stretch like honey. The sun dips lower. The colors of the sky melt from orange to rose to the deepening blue of night. Birds settle into branches with gentle rustles, and the world grows hushed. You often stay until the first stars appear, then climb back down, carrying the calmness of the tree inside you. And yet, even as you sit high among its branches, you feel the weight of the truth. You're still the outcast. You're still the boy who must always prove himself, who hides pain beneath a layer of iron. You long for more, though you cannot yet name what more is. You long for a voice that tells you where you're meant to go. But for now, you simply sit. You lean back against the rough bark, close your eyes, and let the golden light warm your face. In this place, in this moment, the world feels just a little less heavy. Part 2. The Fall. The day it happens begins like any other. You wake early, the sky still pale with dawn. The town is quiet, and the air smells faintly of dew on earth. Your mother hums softly in the kitchen as she prepares a small meal. Her voice is steady, but you know it hides the sorrow that drifts behind her eyes. You eat in silence, because you do not know what words could ever ease her pain, and because you've grown used to silence. The hours pass, and the weight of the day grows heavier. Other children laugh together in small groups, their voices like bright ribbons that twist through the air. You walk past them, your face calm, your shoulders squared. They don't know how much you want to join them. They don't know that your strength is a mask you hold tightly in place. One of them calls something after you, a word meant to cut. You don't respond, but the sound lodges in your chest, sharp and burning. You keep walking, but inside, the ache deepens. By the time the sun lowers, your feet are already carrying you toward the meadow. You don't even think about it. It's instinct. The way your heart pulls you back to the one place where the world makes sense. The grasses sway around your legs as you cross the field. The tree waits for you, tall and steady, its leaves stirring softly in the evening breeze. You place your hands on the trunk, feeling the rough bark beneath your palms, and begin to climb. Your body knows this path, foot to branch, hand to groove. You rise higher until the fields spread out beneath you. The golden light begins to gather. It drifts between the branches, spilling warmth across your face and arms, glowing on every leaf. The world seems to slow, as though time itself bends to honor this moment. You sit back, leaning against the trunk, and let the glow wash over you. For a little while, you close your eyes and let your thoughts wander. You think of your father and how different life might feel if he were still here. You think of your mother, her tired hands and heavy eyes. You think of the children who never truly see you, who mistake your armor for the truth of who you are. A single question circles in your mind, soft yet insistent. When will I be enough? The tree sways gently, its branches creaking in the breeze. You shift your weight, resting one arm along the branch. And then, it happens. Your foot slips. It's a small misstep, the kind that might normally mean nothing. But tonight, the wood is slick with the thin sheen of evening air. Your hand reaches out, grasping at empty space. The branch beneath you shifts, and suddenly, the world tips sideways. For one brief instant, everything slows. The golden leaves blur, the sky tilts, the ground rises up to meet you. And then, there's nothing. No sound. No pain. Only silence, vast and endless. It's not the silence of fear. It's not the silence of loss. It's a softer silence, like a blanket being drawn across the world. A stillness that holds you gently, carrying you away from the weight you've always known. Darkness surrounds you, but it doesn't frighten you. It feels warm, like closing your eyes at night and drifting toward dreams. You breathe, though you don't remember when you began, and each breath carries you deeper into the quiet. Slowly, you sense something shifting. A glow stirs in the distance, faint at first, then brighter, like the edge of dawn breaking through the horizon. The golden light you knew in the tree now gathers here, rippling through the darkness like water. You let yourself drift toward it. The silence softens further, becoming not emptiness, but space. A space where something waits. You fall, and yet you don't fall. You drift, and yet you don't drift. You simply move, slowly, gently, toward a new world you can't see yet. The golden light bends around you, holding you as if you belong to it, as if you've always belonged. And then, with the quiet certainty of a dream, you step into the beginning of your journey. Part 3. The journey begins. The glow deepens. At first, it's only a shimmer, like the reflection of sunlight on water. But then it spreads, unfolding across the darkness in slow, rippling waves. You drift closer, though you do not move. You simply are, and the light draws you forward. When your feet touch the ground again, you are standing in a meadow that is both familiar and strange. The grass stretches wide, but it's softer here, glowing faintly as though each blade holds a spark of starlight. The air hums with quiet energy, carrying the scent of pine and warm earth. Above you, the sky is neither day nor night. It's twilight, held forever at the edge of dusk. Stars glimmer faintly against a pale violet glow, while streaks of gold drift across the horizon like paint brushed by an unseen hand. You take a breath, and it feels different, fuller, lighter, as though the air itself is woven with something more than air. The silence here is not empty. It's alive, filled with a rhythm you cannot name. Somewhere in the distance, a river murmurs. Somewhere else, the faint notes of a song seem to rise and fall, though no voice sings it. You take a step forward, your bare feet pressing into the luminous grass. And as you walk, you feel something watching, though it's not threatening. It's a presence, warm and steady, as if the land itself welcomes you. Then, out of the stillness, a figure appears. At first, it's only a shadow moving within the golden haze. But as it draws closer, its form takes shape, tall, calm, and unhurried. The figure walks with ease of someone who has always belonged here. Someone who knows this place as one knows their own breath. You stop, uncertain. Yet the figure's presence does not frighten you. Instead, it quiets you, as though it carries with a peace that your heart has long been searching for. When it finally steps into the open light, you see it clearly. The figure is an old man, though not in the way age is usually worn. His face is lined with time, but his eyes are bright with a color you cannot quite describe. somewhere between the blue of the sky and the silver of moonlight. His hair is long, white as drifting clouds, and his clothing seems woven from the same golden glow that surrounds this place. He looks at you, and in that gaze is something you've never felt before. Understanding. Not judgment, not pity, simply understanding, as if he sees in you fully, in all your strength, in all your hidden ache, and accepts you just as you are. You've come, he says softly. His voice is deep, calm, and carries no weight of urgency. It drifts like a stream, gentle and sure. You don't know how to respond. The words catch in your throat. The old man smiles, and the lines of his face soften. Don't worry. Words will come when they need to. For now, it's enough that you're here. You take another step forward, the grass cool beneath your feet. Where is here? You finally manage to ask. The man tilts his head slightly, as though amused by the question. This is the space between, he answers, between what was and what will be, between the weight you carried and the light you will find. His words flow like a riddle, but somehow they make sense. You look around again, at the glowing meadow, at the sky that holds both stars and sunlight, and you feel that yes, this is indeed a place between. The man gestures with a hand, inviting you to walk beside him. Come, there are things you must see, things you must remember. You hesitate only for a moment before following. Something in you trusts him, though you cannot explain why. Perhaps it's his eyes. Perhaps it's the way his steps seem to match the rhythm of your own heartbeat. Perhaps it's because, for the first time in your life, you feel as though you don't need to prove yourself. As you walk together, the meadow shifts. The light bends around you, forming shapes that shimmer and dissolve like reflections in water. You glimpse outlines of forests, rivers, mountains in the distance, landscapes both real and impossible. It's as though the world here is alive, reshaping itself with every breath. The old man does not speak for a while. Instead, he lets the silence guide you. A silence that feels different from silence you've always known. This silence does not weigh on you. It steadies you. At last he turns to you. You carry too much, he says gently. More than a child should have to carry. The word strikes something deep inside you. You feel your throat tighten, though you don't cry. You never cry. The man's gaze softens again. Do you know why you climb your tree? You nod slowly. It's where I feel calm, where the world makes sense. Yes, he replies. It's where you go to breathe. You remember what cannot be said. But there's more. You climb because something inside you reaches upward, always upward. Not to prove, not to conquer, simply to seek. That is who you are. The words settle into you like seeds falling into soil. For a long time, you walk without speaking. Ahead, the golden light thickens, gathering into a soft path that winds toward the horizon. You feel drawn to it, as though it holds answers you have long searched for. The old man gestures toward the path. There are lessons waiting, not lessons of books or laws, lessons of seeing, of remembering, of becoming. You look at him uncertain. Lessons for what? His smile is calm, almost playful. For the life you will live. For the world you will touch. You may not know it now, but one day you will change the course of many lives. You will do it by proving yourself. You will do it by being yourself. The words settle over you like a cloak. They feel too large, too heavy, too impossible. And yet, something in you stirs. Something that has always longed to believe such a thing might be true. The man turns back to path, his steps unhurried. Come, the world is waiting. And so you walk, leaving behind the meadow, stepping deeper into the golden twilight of this strange and wondrous place. Part 4. The Lessons of the Guide. The golden path curves ahead, glowing softly as though woven from strands of sunlight. You walk beside the old man, your steps falling in quiet rhythm. The world around you changes with every breath, the meadow fading into forest, the forest into rolling hills, the hills into landscapes that feel both strange and familiar. The air hums gently, as if the land itself is alive. You begin to sense that this journey is not about distance, it's about discovery. After some time, though time itself feels unmeasured here, you arrive at a village. But it's unlike any village you've ever seen. The houses are not built from wood or stone. They're made from light. Soft lanterns float in the air, thousands of them, drifting slowly like fireflies. Each lantern glows with its own color, gold, silver, crimson, pale blue. Together, they fill the space with warmth, as though the whole village breathes with light. You stop, staring. What is this place? The old man's eyes gleam. A place of worth. You frown, uncertain. Worth? He nods. Every lantern you see belongs to someone. Each is their life, their spirit, their being. Do you see how no two lanterns are the same? Some are bright, some dim, some burn steady, others flicker. Yet all are light, all belong. You gaze at the lanterns, each shimmering in its own way. The thought comes unbidden, which one is mine? As if in an answer, a lantern drifts toward you. Its glow is not the brightest nor the largest. But as it hovers close, you feel its warmth settle into your chest. The glow pulses with a rhythm you know well, your own heartbeat. The old man watches you. Do you see now? You've always been enough. You don't need to prove your light. You only need to let it shine as it is. The lantern floats higher, joining the countless others. You watch until it disappears into the soft glow of the village. For the first time, the ache inside you loosens. The old man touches your shoulder gently. Come, there's more to see. You leave the lantern village, and the golden path shifts again. Now it winds down into a valley where a river flows. The water glimmers, carrying reflections that move slowly across its surface. At first, you think they're ripples of light, but when you step closer, you see images, moments, faces, fragments of time. Your breath catches. You see your father. He's young, laughing, his eyes shining. You see him walking through cornfields, carrying tools over his shoulder. You see him sitting with your mother beneath the shade of a tree, her face lit with joy. You see him holding you as a baby, his hands careful and sure, his gaze filled with a love that seems endless. Tears prick your eyes. You reach toward the water, wanting to hold the images, to keep them. But your hand passes through the surface, leaving only ripples. The old man's voice is quiet beside you. Love does not end when a life does. It changes form. It becomes memory, breath, light, the rhythm of your heartbeat. Your father is not gone. He's in the laughter you will one day share. He's in the strength that you carry. He's in the way you reach for more, even when you feel small. You swallow hard, your throat tight. The river shifts again, showing your mother, her hands folded, her gaze heavy with sorrow. Yet, as you watch, you see something else beneath her grief. A steady flame of love, burning even in the midst of loss. She grieves, the man says softly. But she loves, and that love has carried you farther than you know. You kneel at the river's edge, the images moving slowly past you. They're not yours to hold, and yet they're yours to keep. They live within you, woven into the fabric of your being. At last, you rise, and the old man nods. Come. There's still one more path. The river fades behind you, and the golden path begins to climb. The ground grows steeper, and soon you find yourself on the side of a mountain. The air is crisp, cool against your skin, and the sky above glows with the first light of stars. The climb is long, and you grow tired. Your legs ache, your breath comes faster. More than once, you stumble. You glance at the old man, but he does not offer to carry you. He only walks beside you, steady and unhurried. Frustration rises. Why is it so hard? you ask. The man smiles gently. Because life is not meant to be easy. It's meant to be lived. Every step, even the painful ones, is part of the journey. You press on, though the climb feels endless. At last, you stop, your body weary. I can't, you whisper. The man pauses and places his hand against the rock wall beside you. Look. You lift your gaze. The mountain stretches endlessly upward, but around you, the view has changed. You can see the river below, the lantern village glowing softly in the valley, the fields rolling far into the horizon. The world spreads vast and beautiful, every piece connected. Do you see? The man asks. The climb was never only about the summit. It was about seeing what you could not see before. The beauty is not only at the end, it's along the way. You breathe deeply, letting the sight wash over you. The ache in your legs does not vanish, but it does soften. The weight in your chest feels lighter, replaced by something steadier. The old man's eyes gleam in the starlight. One day, you will walk paths far harder than this. But you will not walk them to prove yourself. You will walk them because it is who you are, a seeker. A bearer of light, one who changes the world not by force, but by being. You stand quietly, gazing out at the vastness, the stars above and the golden glow below. The journey has only just begun, and yet, something inside you has already shifted. The old man places a hand on your shoulder. It's enough for now. And with those words, the mountain, the river, the lanterns, all of it, begins to dissolve into golden light. You close your eyes and let it carry you once more. Part 5. Return and Awakening. The golden light swirls around you, gentle as a tide. The mountain, the river, the village of lanterns, all dissolve into its glow. For a moment, there is nothing but warmth, as though you were wrapped in sunlight itself. You feel no fear, only rest. And then, slowly, the light begins to fade. You open your eyes. You're lying on the ground beneath your tree. The branches sway gently above you, the evening sky deepening into twilight. The grass is cool beneath your hands, and the air carries the faint scent of earth and leaves. For a moment, you wonder if it was all a dream. But when you breathe in, you can still feel it. The stillness of the lantern village, the warmth of the river's memories, the vastness of the mountain view. They linger inside you, not as visions, but as truths. The golden light filters through the leaves, just as it always does during this hour. But it looks different now, or perhaps you're seeing it differently. Each flicker, each pattern of light across your skin feels alive, as though whispering, "You are already enough. You always were." You sit up slowly, pressing your hand against the rough bark of the tree. The world feels both the same and entirely new. The weight in your chest has not vanished, but it has softened. It no longer presses you down. It rests within you, part of who you are, but not all of who you are. You think of your father, not only of his absence, but of his laughter, his strength, the way his love still lingers in the rhythm of your own heart. You think of your mother, her grief heavy, but her love steady, carrying you even when she cannot say the words aloud. And you think of yourself, not the boy who must always prove, not the outcast who hides behind toughness, but the child who seeks, who climbs, who carries a light that belongs simply because it exists. The meadow stretches out before you, the grasses swaying in the soft wind. The first stars appear above and you watch them, feeling the vastness of the sky. For the first time, you don't feel small beneath them. You feel connected, one light among many, shining its own way. You rise, brushing the grass from your hands. The aches in your body remind you of the fall, but they don't trouble you. They are only proof that you have been here, that you have lived this moment. As you begin walking back toward the town, the golden light follows you, settling gently into the horizon. You know that tomorrow, and the days after, the world will still ask much of you. There will still be hardships, still moments of doubt, still the sharp words of others who cannot see your truth. But you also know something deeper now, that you don't need to prove your worth. That's already within you. You carry the lantern of your own spirit. You carry the river of love that never ends. You carry the strength of mountains, not because you reach the top, but because you walk the path. As you near home, you see the light from the window. Your mother is there, waiting. You pause for a moment, watching her silhouette, and you feel the ache for her sorrow. But alongside it, you see what the river showed you. The flame of love that still burns steady within her. You step forward. You open the door. And when she looks up at you, her eyes tired but warm, you smile. She doesn't know your journey. She doesn't know of the old man, the lanterns, the river, or the mountain. But she feels something different in you. A calmness. A steadiness that was not there before. "Are you all right?" she asks softly. You nod. "Yes." "And you mean it." That night, when you lie down to sleep, you don't feel the same weight pressing on your chest. The world still holds its struggles, but your heart carries something new, a quiet knowing. You are enough. You've always been enough. As you drift toward dreams, you remember the old man's final words. "One day, you will walk paths far harder than this, but you will not walk them to prove yourself. You will walk them because it is who you are." And with that thought, you close your eyes. The golden light lingers in your memory, soft and endless. It stays with you as you breathe, as your body relaxes, as the night folds gently around you. And you sleep, knowing that you're already whole.